The gift of nature in my life inspires me to greater achievements. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The gifts of nature in my life inspire me to greater achievements. What gifts of nature do we have? Now, I think, unfortunately, for most people, the gifts of nature are things that do not inspire them to greater achievement. Unfortunately, when a person has a healthy body, a healthy mind, a healthy home, a healthy world, when a person has the ability to read and write and do all the things, when a person has all the gifts that you can imagine from nature, if you will call it that, or from fortunate living, fortunate birth, oftentimes they're not inspired to greater achievements. And the reason they're not inspired to greater achievements is that the gifts that they have are used in such a way that they don't encourage them to be what they really want to be. Now, for instance, many wealthy people, and they want their children to come into their business, and they have a business, say, of making clocks, and the kids have absolutely no interest in making clocks. They have no interest in that aspect of the business. But because the parents are blindsided, they run the whole thing, they know the whole thing, they are not able to tell the children what about the business is great. Now, the children may be good with other people. Well, they probably make good salesmen. They make good promotional people. The children are good creatively. Well, they don't need to make clocks. They can make the advertising, the promotion. In fact, they can design new clocks if they want to, too. Oh, but we've had our clocks in the family for so many years, we're not going to change them. Well, that's okay. The thing is, let them use the modern techniques to promote the business, to develop the business, to bring it about. And, well, my son drinks, and that's not a beneficial thing, because working with clocks is an exacting business. Well, the question is not so much the matter of why your son drinks as the why he doesn't. You know, why he would want to, not, why he would not drink. If he had something that really inspired him, that used his talents, that encouraged him to be the greatness that he is, then he would not take drugs or take alcohol or do these things. Now, you say some people have that in their brain and so forth. Okay, we'll allow for all that sort of stuff, but that's just a tiny infinitesimal percent of the total population. People go to bars, people drink, people socialize, because they don't have anything more exciting to do with their life. A man goes to a bar to look for a girl to get married. Well, that's a very poor place to go look, but that's the only place some people have to choose. They go to church to find a woman they want to marry, and that's a very poor place too. Because in church, the people who are going there, the women are going there because they're looking for a man, and the men are going there because they're looking for a woman, and that's not the right thing to do. That's not the right thing to do with our gifts that we have either, the gifts of nature. Rather, if we were to be ourselves and have fun. Now, what do you like to do? You like to play tennis? Well, go play tennis. You play golf? Go play golf. Well, how am I going to meet a woman on a golf course? Oh, you'd be surprised. Years ago, perhaps not so frequently as now, but years ago, you met the husband who had a beautiful wife who lost her, and then he had nothing, and so you had the wife. And the doors are always open. We don't know how the doors are open for our good. We're not looking for somebody else's wife. I keep telling young people who come to me to talk about relationships and marriages and stuff, I say, look, you're making a big mistake. There's nothing wrong with a woman who's had previous husbands, nothing wrong with a woman who is doing this, but why look at somebody else's love? Because this woman has preconceived ideas of what love should be, how it should be handled, and so forth. And this man has preconceived ideas of what love should be and how it should be handled. Rather, be yourself and create about you the beautiful people that you are. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't get married second time around and that sort of thing. That's not the point. The point is, don't go with someone because they've been previously married or because their husband or wife didn't understand them. That's the wrong reasons, because you can be sure if you become that husband or wife, you're not going to be understood either, because the understanding doesn't come with the show. It comes with someone who doesn't care, who doesn't develop the talents the way they have. Now, I have said timelessly, if you want to have a happy marriage, give yourself to the happy marriage. Give yourself on the altar of love. If you're the woman, when you come home from your hard day's work, immediately get your shower and immediately get yourself all prettied up and then make a lovely supper for your family or your husband or whoever. Care about them. And, you know, if you did that, your husband would fall in love with you again, and your husband would sweep you off your feet, and your husband would say, sweetheart, you don't have to work every day. And you would say to your husband, sweetheart, you don't have to work every day. You stay home and take care of the house, and I will make the living. And when I come home, then you can treat me like the male-female aspect, you know. And that's perfectly okay. In bed, we know where we belong. But that's not the problem. That's not the problem. You see, so many people, women have so many talents and so much genius about them that they haven't even begun to use. And men has talent and genius too, but oftentimes, especially over in Norway, I believe it was, and Sweden, the men made quite a thing of the man staying home and taking care of the family. And sure, he didn't give birth to the kids, but that's just a small segment of the picture. Raising them and caring for them. And if the wife loves to work, loves to do the job, let her. And if the husband loves to stay home and take care of the kids, let him. And, you know, if the husband is secure in himself and he knows that he's himself, and that's what I like to do. You know, you got a problem with that? My friends don't have problems with that. And the woman, you're taking care of your husband. I was talking to a girl on the internet, and she was telling me that she takes care of her boyfriend, and she makes sure that he's got everything, and she feeds him, houses him, and clothes him, and does all that stuff for him. And I thought to myself, now, if he were a girl, you wouldn't think anything of it. You wouldn't think anything of being a kept woman. But being a kept man is outrageous, and it's not. It's the most beautiful thing in the world, that you understand what you're doing. Now, I believe this quite likely is why there's a problem there, because they don't understand that situation. They don't understand that it's okay. It's okay to play that role. It's okay to do those things. And there's nothing wrong with it. But we think there's something wrong with it. So we take our natural gifts and we say, phooey on you. And because we say that to our natural gifts shrivel up. What we can do is to delight in our natural gifts and just build on them, make them grow greater and greater and more wonderful and more wonderful. And as we do that, you know what will happen to us? What will happen to us is we will be very happy people, because we will be revealing ourselves, we'll be living our life, we'll be doing the things that make us happy. And I tell you, that's quite nice. That's quite a wonderful thing to be able to do. Are you ready to do something like that? I don't think so. The reason I don't think you're ready to do something like that is because you think you are your past. And until you can be dead to the past and live in the now alone, you can't do it. You can have all the gifts in the world, but if you remember, hey, a man doesn't do that, a woman doesn't do that, ladies don't do that, and gentlemen don't do that, what the hell with it? Everyone is themselves and has fun and follows their own inner path and their own inner drive. And if that inner path and that inner drive should take them in a unique direction, then go for it. We watched a show about a young Irish boy who took up ballet, and he was very good at ballet. And he went on and became very excellent. But at first, his father just about had conniption fits because my son, here I am an industrialist, my son going into ballet, and there were some gay-hearted people in the ballet, but that doesn't mean that everybody is. And just because there are some gay people in this world doesn't mean everybody is. Just because there's heterosexual people in this world doesn't mean everybody is. And we seem to draw a great big barrier for ourselves with conditions of that sort. And the sooner we get past that and start realizing that all is in divine order, all is a beautiful thing. We're given these gifts to live them, to shine them forth, and to be the most marvelous beings on the face of the earth. Stop and realize it. Stop and realize, one day, just sit down and count how many natural gifts you have. And you might begin with the fact that you're alive, and that you have arms and legs, whatever number you have, and whatever your heart and lungs and stuff are, whatever you got. Whatever, give thanks for it. And then, if you have some blemish or some imperfection, say, and I'm thankful for that too, because that teaches me that I can do things that I never knew I could do without that gift. I can see without the sight. And you look at some of these people who are doing just marvelously, and it's a wonderful thing. Well, have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.